Today marks the fifth week of protests throughout the world in support of Black Lives Matter. Our next guest has created a map showing in real time where the protests are happening, and he's documented more than 3,800 locations so far. Alex Smith is a geographic information system analyst, and he joins us from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome, Alex.
Oh, thank you for having me on today.
Yes, Alex, so first, for people who can't see your map right now, give us an overview of what it looks like and what data you're tracking.
Well, I am tracking every city or town I can find across the world where there have been Black Lives Matter or George Floyd-related protests since May 25th. And right now, what I am seeing when I look at the map is an absolute flood of points. The United States, Southern Canada, and Western Europe are just completely, if you zoom out on the world, you can't even make out the country shapes because there are so many points crowding the map.
Yeah, what I see here is that there's a large concentration on the East Coast and southeastern states of the country. But then there are places like North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, that we're also seeing protests in those areas as well. Are there any things that surprise you when you look at this map and through your research?
Well, one of the things that I keep noticing is how many points there are, or how many towns and cities there are in areas that we would, you know, typically consider to be very quote-unquote red areas, you know, or very conservative regions. Many of the news articles that I've encountered when I've been doing my research will have people saying, you know, we've never seen a protest here, or we've never seen a protest where 500 people show up in a town of, you know, 10,000 people.
You mentioned reading news articles. What is your process for adding to the map?
So my process is kind of a combination. I get emailed tips from some folks. I follow some Twitter threads where people have been posting protests happening. And that was actually the inspiration for the map originally, was following a Twitter thread by a journalist who was posting all of these protests happening in small towns. And me realizing, you know, wow, this is so much more than just the big cities.
Yeah. What's a place that sticks out to you that you've heard that's not in the country?
Oh, well, I mean, there was one on Okinawa in Japan, which I think is great. There have been, I mean, every town in the Netherlands has had one. Canada, and, you know, not just southern Canada, but like the capital of Nunavut in northern Canada, way, way, way up in the Arctic, you know, they had one. So I think that's fantastic.
You spend about 6 hours a day on this project.
Yes.
You're constantly updating it. But personally, why are you doing this?
Well, I came back. I actually was teaching English in Japan last year, and I had a one-year sabbatical that I cut short because of the pandemic, and I came back early. And while I have been waiting for my old job, I've had a lot of time to sort of think about these issues. And I personally have been self-isolating because of the pandemic, and I actually haven't been wanting to protest myself, but I realized that with the amount of time I have right now, I wanted to do something to support what was going on, and this felt like a really important moment and something that I really wanted to create a document of the scope of this that I hope might be useful for others in the future too, who can go back and use it to reconstruct, you know, more of what happened, or to use it to create narratives of a lot of the stories that underlie these protests.
That's Alex Smith. He is a GIS analyst in Tucson, Arizona, and he's created a map tracking worldwide protests for Black Lives Matter. And you can check out a link and learn how to contribute to the map at hereandnow.org. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day, and thank you for having me on.